abide where you're at. And when he abides where you're at, you're like, you know what? I can face this storm because I'm not facing this storm alone. I've got the Lord, the Savior, the King, hallelujah, by my side. Aren't you glad for Jesus? So glad, so delighted to bring you this pulpit. Looking forward to hearing the Word of God. I love and appreciate Brother Bonilla, youth pastor at Abundant Life Center. He's going to come and bring the Word of God. Would you just give him a great big Abundant Life Center love as he comes? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, bless him.
Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise one more time tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. You may be seated. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Good to see everybody tonight. Amen. It's good to see all our visitors tonight. Amen. If you're a visitor, just raise your hand tonight. Amen. Let's give them another hand tonight. Amen. We're glad you're with us tonight. Amen. It's always good. We kind of get excited about the house of the Lord. Amen. And that's okay. Amen. God has been good to us. Amen. It's good to be here tonight on a Sunday night. Amen. It's good to have Pastor back. We're glad he's back in one piece. Amen. Amen. Pastor gets a little kamikaze sometimes on them ATVs, but we're glad he's okay. And we're glad he's back. Amen. You got to have to get a seatbelt on that bad boy. Amen. I want to talk to you tonight for a few moments on peace. Amen. The peace of God. The peace of God. How many wants peace in their life? Amen. It's so important that we have peace and joy in our life. Amen. It just makes everything better. It makes life worth living. Amen. And I want to talk to you tonight just for a few moments. Amen. You can remain seated. I'm going to read the word of the Lord in 1 Peter. Chapter 3, verse 10 through 12. It says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they may speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensure it." Amen. It said, "Let him seek peace and ensure it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are upon their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Amen. Let us just pray for a few moments. Lord, we thank you tonight, God. God, I thank you, God, for your sweet presence, God, in this place. God, I thank you for the touch of the Holy Ghost, God, that has the power to change lives, God, and destinies and futures, God. God, I pray tonight that your spirit would move in this place, God. God, that it would deal with us, God, that it would speak to us. God, I thank you for your word tonight. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. I'm thankful tonight for the word of the Lord. Amen. The word of God is powerful. Amen. It's very powerful. In the passage of scripture that I read, in the ledger, in this segment, the scripture says, they always have little titles of what the chapter is about or what have you. But in this ledger, it said, responsible conduct in the family of God. Responsible conduct in the family of God. Amen. There are many things in this scripture that God, I believe, is showing us. He is showing us how to live a long life, a long, happy life. How many wants to live a long, happy life? Amen. How many wants to have joy in their life? Amen. I believe it's the will of God for us to be happy. I believe it's the will of God for us to have peace. I believe it's the will of God for us to have joy. Amen. Second thing he alludes to in the scripture, the writer alludes to the opposite of what he's saying is evil. What he's saying is evil. And thirdly, he gives us a secret of ensuring peace. Amen. The Bible tells us that if we are going to love our lives, it says to love our lives and have a good life, that we should refrain our tongue from evil. Amen. And he also said to not to speak no guile. In other words, there should not be trickery or deceit in our mouth. Amen. There are some principles in the Word of God that if we would apply, that would really change the course of our growth and change the course of the way we see God and the way God moves in our life. I want to tell you tonight that there are things that you can apply to your life that will change where you are at today. Amen. If you begin to add some things to your life, they unlock the power of God. They unlock the anointing of God. They unlock the favor of God. Amen. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I want all that God has for me tonight. Amen. I want to walk in the favor of God. Amen. I want to walk in the anointing of God. I want the authority of God to be in my life. Amen. Not for my own gain and not for my own self, but for the power of God to the glory of God. Amen. Amen. And so the Bible gives us principles that unlock the things in our life. Amen. But to have no guiles is not to have no trickery in our mouth or to twist things or to fabricate things or to be pure. Amen. Not to be deceitful. The Bible says in reference of what Jesus said to Nathanael in John 1:47, it said, Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him. And he saith unto him, Behold an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no guile. Amen. There was no craftiness in his tongue. There was no agenda in his mind, but a pure heart that was focused on pleasing God. Amen. God wants us to have a pure heart, amen, to please him tonight. Amen. I believe that it's very important that we be pure, amen, and it brings glory to God, and it brings the favor of God on our life when our mind is on God and our mind is not on the things of the world or the problems and situations that we're going through. But I believe that God is still looking for a pure heart, that God is still looking for people with positive motives, that God is still looking for people who have joy in their life, that God is still looking for people who have peace in their spirit. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that this man, Nathanael, he had no guile in him. There was no agenda. He had a pure heart. Amen. Many times I believe that David said it when he said it right. He said, Search me, O Lord. That needs to be our prayer on a regular basis. You know what, God? Search me, God. See if there be anything in me, God. God, purify my heart, God. Make me more like you. Amen. 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 And so it is that we need to live a lifestyle of God searching us. Amen. God digging us up. Amen. But we live in a day where the world promotes evil for evil. They say fair is fair, right? Fair is fair. But I want to tell you today that we don't live by the standards of the world. The Bible says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world. Amen. And what happens is the mentalities and the ways of the world, if we're not careful, they try to creep into our mentality. And they try to creep into our homes. That's why it's so important that we come to the house of God. That's why it's so important if you have children that they come to youth service. That's why it's so important, no matter where you're at, that you find yourself faithful to the house of God. It's not because of the preacher. It's not because of the leadership team. But it's because you, so you can be saved, amen, so you can find your way with God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And God, the most important thing in our lives is that we are saved. Amen. Amen. It is important that we are saved. And that's the thing that we strive for today. But there are things that we lose track of along our journey in life. Amen. We lose track of things because life and just different things. But we live in a day where the world promotes all these things. And the evil for evil, because they say fair is fair. Amen. But can I tell you today that God is counting on us. Just like I told you from the onset of the reading of the ledger of this verse in scripture that I'm reading, it talked about conduct. Conduct in the family of God. Amen. There is a conduct that the church has got to have. There is a conduct that we have to walk in. There is a rule, there is a law that God is holding the church of the living God to. Amen. If we are going to be what God has called us to be, amen, if we're going to possess the promised land, if we're going to have the favor of God, if you're going to have the anointing of God, if you're going to have the blessing of God on your home, there is a conduct that the Word of God is showing us today. Amen. Because you see, there is only one body, and there is only one God. Amen. And God is depending on you and I today. Amen. I believe that with all my heart. I believe that we're the salt of the earth. I believe that if the salt loses its savor, then it's good for nothing. The Bible says, but to be trodden under the foot of man. I believe that you are his hands and I am his feet. I believe that this is the church of the living God.
I believe that this is a church with all power and authority. Come on, I'm preaching tonight. Amen. I believe that you have the power of God resting inside of you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We've got to believe it. We've got to believe it. We've got to understand it. The Bible says that when you come to God, you got to believe that he is. You got to believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Hallelujah. Our first and fundamental part of living for God is believing who he is and understanding what he gives to us and understanding what we need to possess the power of God. Hallelujah. We are a blessed people today. Amen. He is counting on his church. Amen. And his church is a church of joy. It's a church of peace. It's a church of power and authority. Amen. I believe it's very imperative that the church of God has peace. Amen. We are all a work in progress today. We're all trying to make heaven our home. Amen. And we are all called. I said it this morning in Sunday school to our young people. I said, not everybody is called to a pulpit ministry, but everybody is called to tell somebody about this precious gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. And so, we are a work in progress. We are trying to make heaven our home, and we are called to share this precious gospel. Amen. What a tremendous responsibility that God has given us. Amen. Amen. It is a lot easier to conduct ourselves and be productive when the peace of God is flowing in our lives. It's a lot easier to do what God wants you to do when the peace of God is flowing in your life. It is a lot easier to do what you need to do for the kingdom of God, for your neighbor, for this world, when the peace of God is flowing in your life. Amen. And so we have to remind ourselves today, when frustration kicks in, amen, when frustration kicks in, and things don't go our way, that you're going to choose to trust God. Amen. And it's a choice. I never remember what Pastor Grogan taught me on a Bible study many, many years ago. And he told me this. He said, the greatest thing that God has given you is the freedom of choice. The most powerful thing that God has given you is the power to choose. Amen. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost. You can be filled with the Spirit of God. But if you do not apply these things to your life, amen, you determine how high you go in the kingdom of God. You determine your growth in your life by what you apply and what you don't apply to your life. Why? Because the greatest thing God has given you is the power of choice. Amen. There are so many people in the world that have so much potential, but they never really apply all that God has for them. You say, man, if that individual would just, he's got the goods, the hand of God is on his life. If he would just do this and he would do that, God can really use them. God can really bless his marriage. God can reach in their family. Amen. But what God is looking for a man. And God is looking for a woman who will submit their will to him and say, God, not my way, but your way. Amen. And we've got to trust God tonight. We've got to trust in the Lord. The Bible says, with all your heart, we've got to trust in him. Trust is more than just saying, I trust you. It's more than just a verbal enunciation and saying, yes, I trust you. But it's an action. It's action that follows. Amen? There's action that follows trust. And God is calling us today to follow him. Amen. I believe that God speaks in this day. I believe that God speaks to men and he speaks to women. And I believe when God is speaking the majority of the time, God is calling. God is calling because God needs somebody to go. Amen. He needs somebody to listen. He needs somebody, amen, who's willing and trusts him. Because the reality is today is we don't walk by sight. Amen. But rather we walk by faith. Amen. Because our faith and our trust is in him. If I walked by what I saw, then I wouldn't do a whole lot of walking in a lot of places. Amen? Amen. I told youth on Friday night, I said, how do we know that God's here? How do we know that the wind is here? I said, you can feel it. Amen. If you're under the sound of my breath tonight, you can feel the presence of Almighty God. And you know that He's a spirit. And the Bible says that they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Amen. And God is calling people tonight. Hallelujah. God is still speaking tonight. We can feel His power. We're a blessed people. We can feel the power of God. The power of God is more for us than just to feel and just to say, man, I had a good church and I really feel challenged. But that power of God wants to get inside the temple you have, the temple of the Holy Ghost. And God wants you to begin to walk in avenues that you've never walked before. God wants to take you to dimensions that you've never been before. But you've got to submit your life. You got to submit your will. And if you're not happy, you got to say, God, search me tonight, God. Clean me, God. Restore unto me the joy of my salvation. I've never seen a grumpy Christian conquer anything. Amen? Not for very long anyway. Amen. That's why it's God's design for us to have joy and for us to have peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we've got to trust in God. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, my faith is in Him. My trust is in Him. Amen. I'm telling you tonight that this peace, this wonderful peace, comes from knowing God. I think the Bible says in Daniel that they that know their God, young people, shall do exploits. You want to be powerful. You want to be used by God. You want God to move in your life. Make a place. Make room for God. Get to know God, and God will do exploits through you. Amen. God will do the miraculous through you. God will heal your body. Amen. God will save your children. God will fix your marriage. Amen. If you understand that my trust is not in this world, my trust is not in these concepts, but my trust is in God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. It doesn't matter if it goes against the grain of what I think. But I'm going to trust God. Amen. We've got to kick out the rationale from our mind, because our mind by default wants to say, hey, I think it needs to be done this way. But the Word of God says, hey, lean to me. Amen. Lean on me, amen, and I'll direct your path. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You see, the Word of God is different from the way that we would approach things. The Bible says that His ways are above our ways. His thoughts are above our thoughts. Our minds cannot comprehend the things of God in its entirety. Amen. God gives us a little foundation to govern our life and to base our life. But the things of God are powerful. The things of God, you got to understand that when God speaks, things are created. Amen. We serve a God where He has creation in His mouth. Amen. But what God is looking for tonight, He is looking for somebody to trust Him. He is looking for somebody to rely on Him again. He's looking for somebody to get their eyes off of their rationale and off of their problem and get their eyes back on Him. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. And so peace comes from God. In the words of Dr. Wayne Dyer, he says, peace is the result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Think about that. Peace is a result of retraining your mind to process life as it is, rather than as you think it should be. Amen. I'm telling someone here today that we've got to go back to go forward. Amen. We've got to go back to go forward. We've got to go back to trust in God. We've got to go back to trust in God with everything, with your finances, with your marriage, with your ministry, with your boyfriend, with your husband. Amen. We've got to go back to trusting God. It's simple mathematics today, folks. It's surrendering all and trusting God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to trust God. We've got to go back to having joy in our lives. Amen. It's the will of God that you're happy. It's not the will of God that you're crabby. Amen. It's the will of God that you have joy in your life. It's the will of God that people want to be around you. It's the will of God when you walk into Taco Bell that the Holy Ghost is on you so strong that people ask you, what church do you go to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the will of God that we have peace in our soul. Amen. It's the will of God. And so we got to go back to trusting God. Amen. It's a choice today. It is the conduct of the church of the living God to have certain things active in their life. And there's a lot of things, but I'm just talking about a few things today. We've got to have joy. We got to have peace for those who don't have peace. How can we help somebody who's down in the melty grubs when we don't even have peace ourselves? Amen. How can we help somebody when they're down and out, when we're down and out, just dragging ourselves to church? Yeah. Amen. But I'm telling you that God wants to give you peace, and God wants to give you joy no matter what's going on in your life. It's a mindset. Like I read tonight in your hearing, you got to retrain that mind as I quoted to you. You've got to retrain that mind and say, hey, no matter what it looks like, I'm going to have joy. I'm going to renew myself on this Sunday night in the presence of God with the Holy Ghost, and I'm leaving with peace that passes all understanding. Why? Because God has called me and God has anointed me, and it's the will of God. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Going back to trusting God. Going back to having joy in my life. It's not how we think it should be, but it's what the word of the Lord says. The word of the Lord says, he is a lamp unto my feet. His word is the governing compass in our lives. Yeah, when you don't know what to do, it's the word of the Lord that governs your future and your destiny. You're exactly right, Pastor. There's destiny in this place tonight. Why? Because the Holy Ghost is here tonight. Amen. And the Holy Ghost has the power to break every chain off of your life and take away every addiction and touch the mind, soul, body, and spirit tonight. Hallelujah. It's the power of God. Amen. Destiny is in this place. But God cannot act until you react. Amen. Amen. Bible says that his word is a lamp unto our feet. Amen. And I'm so thankful for the word of God. Yes. It digs us up, and sometimes you probably don't even agree with it. If Jesus told you to go dip in a dirty lake 7 times, sometimes that's hard to comprehend. Sometimes it's hard to rub muddy spit on your eye. Amen. But we've got to trust the process tonight. We got to trust in a God who knows the end from the beginning. Amen. We've got to trust in a God who is sovereign tonight. Amen. He knows the beginning from the end. Nothing gets past the God that we serve. We have our little lives, and we worry about this, and we worry about that, and we worry about politics, and we worry about family, and we worry about friends, and we worry about ministry. Nothing happens unless God allows it to happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've just got to trust the process. We just got to walk with God. I don't care what the naysayers are saying around me. I don't care what everybody else is going through. I don't care if I have $5 left in my pocket. I'm going to trust God. Amen. We've got to get a mindset that says, no matter what it looks like, I'm going to trust God. Because at the end of the day, it comes down to either you trust me or you don't. Amen. Jesus said in the scripture that I read today, he said that to ensure peace, amen. And then he said, these things are evil. When you have a guile in your mouth and you do this, and this is evil. So there is good and there is evil. And when we are trusting in God and we are walking in faith and we're not being moved what's going on around us, we are the righteous. We're walking in his righteousness. We're walking in his favor. And we have the blessing of God on our life. Amen. When things don't go your way, the first thing we do is say, oh God, deliver me. Make a way, God. Send the raven, God, to provide for me. Send somebody, God. Send anybody. But could it be the thing that you've been praying for? Could it be that God is closing the door and God is opening the door for you to walk through the very blessing that he has designed for you? Amen. Amen. And we've just got to trust God. We've got to trust God. Amen. Amen. We've got to trust God. Amen. And choose peace today. Refrain from the doubters. Refrain from the negativity. Amen. And make up a mind, your mind, and say, I'm going to live for God. I'm going to trust God. Amen. We will. It's amazing to me that people will struggle not living for God. But as soon as they live for God, they struggle. They're ready to leave God. It's 1,000 times better with God. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Amen. I'd rather be in the presence of God. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to walk with God. I believe that God is counting on you and I today. Amen. To be the church that he has called. We cannot be effective, Pastor, without the peace of God. The peace is so, so important and vital in our lives. It controls our attitude. It controls our emotions. It controls the miraculous. It controls so many things. It's so imperative that we have the peace of God in our lives as the children of God. Amen. We cannot be effective without the peace of God. We cannot be happy without the peace of God. It is the peace of God, the Bible says, that passes all understanding. I choose peace today. I choose God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We cannot be happy without the peace of God. Oh God, my prayer is tonight, help my understanding. Help me to get my mind off of the things that I allow to affect me, God, in this material world. But God, let my eyes be on you. God, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. God, give me peace, God, that passes all understanding. Amen. This is the peace. This peace that I speak of today produces trust and hope. Amen. Because you see, true peace comes from God. It comes from having a consistent relationship with him. The peace that God gives, the world doesn't comprehend. Amen. It doesn't enter into the arena or the rational, in their rationalization process. But to the child of God, the peace of God is life. It is life. And it's imperative and essential to the vitality of our walk with God that we have peace within us. Yeah. Amen. It's important. People say, well, are you a heaven or hell preacher? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. There are some things that if we do not apply to our lives, they will keep us away from the kingdom of God. Amen. And I choose to have peace today. I choose to have joy today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It's very important to the child of God. It is the will of God that we be fully nourished in him. We're not talking about in and out, although that sounds really good. Or I'm not talking about pizza or whatever your favorite dish is. But I'm talking about the things of God. The peace of God. If I was to go around this room right now and have a few of you reflect back on your lives, and I guarantee you that there would be moments in your life that it had not been for the peace of God, you would not be standing here right now. You cannot buy the peace of God tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it would be said of you tonight that the peace of God carried you out. And I want to tell you tonight that that same peace is in this place tonight. And I believe that God wants to renew some things in us tonight. I believe that God wants to renew our joy. I believe that God wants to renew our countenance and even our posture of who we are as far as the body of Christ. Amen. I believe that God wants to give us more of him So there's a flow that comes from us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it is the will of God that we be fully nourished in Him and that we walk in His principles and commandments. Yeah, the Word of God matters in our life. People say, well, that just don't matter. No, it matters. You go as far as you want to go in this thing. Amen. You are the gatekeeper of your own destiny. Amen. And the more you lean on God and the more you seek God, the higher that you go. Amen. Before I even stepped to this pulpit tonight, I felt so humbled. And I felt like the writer said, he said, Isaiah, he said, I am undone. I felt so unworthy to even stand on this platform tonight because of the God that we serve and how good He's been to me. I'm telling you tonight that we serve a good God. Amen. We serve a great God who wants to give you great gifts. But God is looking for somebody who will lay down their will. Amen. Who will revisit Him again. I said it, to go forward, we have to go back. We've got to go back to our first love. We've got to go back to the things that we loved when we first came to God. Amen? We've got to go back. We've got to build an altar unto God. Amen? It's so important that we build altars unto God. Amen. Amen. 1 Peter 3:10-12. It says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensure it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are upon their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. I'm telling you, there's so much that hinges on our peace and our relationship with God. God said, I will hear your prayers. I don't want to approach God grumpy with a problem every time that I approach Him. But I want to make sure God is that I'm right with God, because I want my prayers to be heard by God. Amen. I don't want to stop anything for the flow of God in my life, in my ministry, and in my marriage. But I'm telling you, if you will humble yourself in the presence of the Lord, then God will hear your prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let him seek peace and ensure it. What he was saying was, stay away from all the other stuff. It's evil. He said, seek and ensure peace. First of all, we need to follow peace. Second, we have to ensure it. And to ensure is to make sure, is to make certain, to make safe, to guarantee, to even secure. Amen. Now, I know that there are a lot of things that affect our lives, but the Bible tells us to secure peace. Amen. Amen. We've got to be certain in our God. We've got to be secure in our faith today. I'm preaching today about ensuring peace. Amen. The difference between us and the non-believer is that we know in whom we believe. Amen. The difference between us and the non-believer is we know who God is. And I've come to remind someone here tonight that your future is secure in Him. Hallelujah. Your dreams, your destiny, your ambitions, they're secure in Him tonight. Hallelujah. So here's the issue that life has a way of distracting us, and life has a way of frustrating us. Amen? It does. If you live long enough, it will. Amen. I don't care how nice you are. Sometimes things just become frustrating. Amen, because we live in this flesh. But I want to tell you tonight that we've got to be careful, because it's a tactic of the enemy to capitalize on the issues that we face. Amen. He wants to take our peace. He wants to take our joy. But we got to remember tonight that the peace don't belong to the enemy. And so he didn't give it, and so he cannot take it away. Amen. But our faith is secure in God and our peace. Hallelujah. And it's a choice. It's a choice tonight. It's a choice to say, hey, I'm going to trust God again. I'm going to walk with God again. I'm going to lean on God again. I'm going to trust God again. That no matter what's going on, and no matter what you're going through, my mindset is that God is for me. Amen. No matter what's going on around you, God is for you. No matter what's going on around you, that word that God spoke to you is still going to come to pass. No matter what's going on around you, God is not a man that he should lie. No matter what's going on around you, choose peace today. Choose God today. Amen. Because when you get and you're buried in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, you take on his name in baptism. Amen. And when you take on that name, you've taken on peace. You've taken on joy. You've taken on provision. You've taken on anointing. You've taken on blessing. Amen. It's time tonight to start walking in the peace of God. It's time tonight to start walking in the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 It's a choice. God, I choose you. I choose you. Amen. No matter what's going on, no matter what's been done to you, or no matter what you're going through, my mindset is God is for me. Amen. Does anybody feel that way tonight? I don't know about you tonight, but I know that this old boy right here, every now and then I need to renew the joy of my salvation. Every now and then I need fresh peace from God. So I can act right, so I can be right, so I can be what God has called me to be. Amen? I need the peace of God in my life. So when trouble hits my life and tragedy hits my life, I understand that I'm founded on Jesus Christ, the rock of my salvation. Amen? Amen. So I need two individuals real quick. Not Eli. Got some frustration and some distraction behind you. Come on, Pat. Put some feet on it. You got distraction behind you. Keep an eye on that water. You need to walk faster. Keep on going. Keep on going. Spilling a little bit of water there. Keep on going. That's all right. Okay, now come on back. Hurry up. Come on back. Come on back. All right, let's give it up for him. You see that? He spilled some water. But he spilled very minimal water. He didn't spill a lot of water because he was not focused on distraction behind him. But he was focused on holding that water. I want to tell you tonight, we need to stop focusing on the distraction behind us, and we need to start focusing on God. Amen. We need to put our focus and our attention on God. It doesn't matter what's behind you, but it matters what's in front of you. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. When we begin to focus on God, we forget the distractions and the frustrations in our life. We are filled with the Holy Ghost. We are Holy Ghost believers. And when you have the Holy Ghost, peace is a byproduct of the Holy Ghost in your life. Stop worrying about what's behind you. Stop worrying about what's beside you. And get your eyes on Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Amen. This scripture that I read tonight in your hearing, David alluded to it in the book of Psalms in 34, 12, 19. It's basically the same scripture. He said, what is man? Musicians, if you'll help me tonight. He says, what is man? Is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and the ears are open to their cry. David instated this passage of scripture in Psalms. Peter reinstated this scripture in the book of Peter. The Holy Ghost revisits this scripture to make a point. And that point is that God desires for you to have peace. God desires for you to walk with him. God desires for you to take away all the distractions in your life and lay hold to peace. And I believe tonight that God is wanting to restore some things in us tonight. I believe that God wants to restore our peace and our joy. Why? Because God has created us to do so much more. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. To ensure our peace today. Amen. If we can stand tonight, amen, in the presence of the Lord. I believe that God wants to do more in our life. And I believe that there's been obstacles in our life. Amen. If the musicians will help me, every eye closed, every head bowed. Hallelujah. I believe that there's been obstacles in our life tonight. I believe there's things that we've even let Pastor get the best of us and distract us. Amen. And they've affected the way that we see God and the things of God. They've affected our peace tonight. They've messed with our joy. And it's not the will of God for us to be that way. But I believe tonight that God is calling us to restore.
Yeah.